AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. In court in New York, ousted Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro says he was captured as he pleaded not guilty to drug trafficking charges. He also declared himself innocent and a decent man. Maduro is facing the narco-terrorism charges the Trump administration used to justify capturing him over the weekend and bringing him to New York. In Texas, jury selection has started in the trial of a former Uvalde police officer
who was part of the slow law enforcement response at the school shooting there in 2022. Adrian Gonzalez was one of the first to arrive. He's charged with failing to protect children during the attack after authorities waited more than an hour to confront the gunman. Gonzalez is one of two law enforcement officers charged in the attack that killed 19 students and two teachers at Robb Elementary. Gonzalez's attorney has said his client tried to save children. Potential jurors were given a list of questions asking what they knew about the law enforcement response, their impressions of what happened, as well as whether they contributed money to Uvalde victims. I'm Julie Walker.
Minnesota Governor Tim Walz says he's not running for re-election. He says the Trump administration is holding back child care program funding in his state while probing alleged fraud.
Donald Trump and his allies in Washington and in St. Paul and online want to make our state a colder, meaner place. They want to poison our people against each other by attacking our neighbors. And ultimately, they want to take away much of what makes Minnesota the best place in the country to raise a family.
Less than 4 months after announcing he was running for re-election, Walz says attacks by Republicans made it too hard to serve full-time as governor and be a candidate for another term. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth says he is censuring Democratic Senator Mark Kelly of Arizona over the former Navy pilot's participation in a video that called on troops to resist unlawful orders. This is AP News. There are new drinking water regulations over a chemical used in explosives.
The Environmental Protection Agency says that it will propose a drinking water limit for perchlorate in Americans' drinking water after a court ordered the agency to do so. The EPA started working to regulate perchlorate in 2011, but reversed itself during President Donald Trump's first administration, saying the substance was less threatening than once thought. Perchlorate is used to make rockets, fireworks, and explosives, although it can occur naturally. At some defense, aerospace, and manufacturing sites, it seeped into nearby groundwater where it could spread, a problem that has been concentrated in the southwest and along sections of the East Coast. Perchlorate affects the function of the thyroid and can be particularly damaging to infants. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Pete Carroll has been fired as the coach of the Las Vegas Raiders after only one season. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.